Okay, so we're up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, chapter 6, Mishnah 6. So, says the Mishnah as follows. Mehaya Use, what did the guy do when he reached the cliff with his goat? So, Cholek Lashon Shel Zahoris, he divided the red string that was tied to the goat. If you remember, there was a red string that was tied to the goat way back when the lottery was drawn. So he divided this red string that was tied to the goat. Chetzio Kashar Basela, the Chetzio Kashar Bein Shtei Karnav. He tied one half of the string to a rock that was like above the cliff, on top of the cliff. And he tied the other half between its two horns. Udechafo lachorav v'hu metkalgel v'yorei. Then he would push the goat backwards and it tumbled down the cliff. A little gruesome now. V'lohoya magia l'chatzi ha'har ad sh'na'asa evarim evarim. It didn't reach halfway down the mountain before it was so battered by the rocks that its limbs separated from one another. So meaning almost immediately as it was going down, the body started to fall apart, and obviously the goat would be dead. Bavi Ashav lo tachasuka achrona shetachshach. Then what would this guy do? Well, he would go back to that final sukkah, to that final hut that he passed, the 10th hut, and he would wait there until became dark and Yom Kippur was over. Now, in theory, you would say he has the right to walk to the cliff, which we said was 4,000 amos, but to walk back, why is that permitted? So it seems like Chazal allowed it in such a situation so that, because this guy would be scared to be on his own, and then why would anyone want to go do this if they'd have to be terrified? So therefore they allowed this special dispensation to go wait, by the last sukkah, which would be, again, walking more than in theory you'd be allowed to, unnecessarily, but, Chazal allowed it in this special situation. The Mishnah over here concludes, so we know that when the guy who escorts the Azazel goes, so he is going to become tummy and his clothes are going to become tummy. So when does this Azazel make his clothing tummy and when does he himself become tummy? So one opinion says when he goes outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon says mishas techiaso latsuk. Actually, no, it's not when he's in the middle of walking the goat. It's actually when the goat is pushed off over the cliff. Then that's when he and his clothing become tummy. Mishnah Zion tunes back into the Kohen Gadol, so he handed the goat over to this guy. But then what did he do? Balo Eitzel Parvis Sa'ir Hanisrafin. So after the Kohen Gadol would hand over the goat to this guy to walk over to the cliff, so the Kohen Gadol would now have to go back to do stuff. So the Kohen Gadol would approach, he would go to the carcasses of the bull and the male goat that needed to be burned outside of Yerushalayim. The carcasses needed to be burned outside. What would he do? So he would tear them open, have to cut open their stomachs, and he would remove the sacrificial parts, the parts that had to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Right, so the bodies were burned outside of Yerushalayim, but the some parts inside were burned on the Mizbeach. So Nesanan b'magis v'hiktiran al gamei ha-Mizbeach. So the word that the Mishnah says now is that he takes these parts and he puts them in a bowl and he burns them on the Mizbeach. We'll see when we get to the next parak that he's actually not burning them now. So it seems like what the Mishnah is saying over here is that he takes these parts, he puts them in a bowl, so that they can be burned later. Kla'an b'meklaos, then he placed these two carcasses sort of on top of each other, and what he did was he intertwined their limbs to make them he braided them together almost. And then he handed them over to two people who took them out to this special burning place to burn these bodies. And then finally, the Mishnah concludes, we also know that the people who carry the bull and the male goats to this place where they're supposed to be burned, that they and their clothing become tummy as well. So, when do they and their clothing become tummy? So one opinion says, when they go outside of the wall of the courtyard, that's when they become tummy. Rabbi Shimon pipes in again, Rabbi Shimon says, just like the guy doesn't become tummy until he pushes the goat off the cliff. So too over here, the avoda has to be mostly done. So he says, "Misha yatsis ha'or b'ruban," when most of the carcasses have caught on fire, and basically they're primed to burn up in just a few moments. So that's when he becomes tummy. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Chet. But for now, we will stop right here.